Pearl?
Yeah?
Come here, make sure you ought to know what this used to teach a lot of these youngins around here in these schoolhouses.
I don't know.
Come here and tell us about this business.
About the board?
Yeah, tell her what.
Did you ever see a long board, 10, 12 feet long, with a rope on each end, suspended from a tree limb? You get a boy in the middle of it and he bounce up and down, break his neck, arms, legs.
He is talking about them seesaws.
You ready? Yeah.
Is that somebody? Yes. See what we got. Come here, Taylor. Hey.
Oh boy.
Come out here fast. I'm gonna answer a few of these questions.
He ain't answering your questions. Hi.
Hello.
Well.
Well, I'll just stay and talk when you tell me to go away then.
Well.
Oh, let's see. I was going to ask you about snow here. Do you have much snow in the wintertime?
Well, not too much here. We, I imagine, have about two or three snows during the winter, about 2 to 4 inches.
Mm-hmm. When you were a boy, did you used to slide downhill?
Yeah, I've done that a lot.
What did you slide on?
Well, a lot of time taking old sleds. If it'd be ice, around over the country and slide on them. But used to, tanks, the creeks would freeze over, we'd just get out on them and skate up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make your own sleds?
Well, yes. I believe my brother, oldest brother, used to make sleds for me. I can remember using them a little in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have any special word that you use or any special expression when you pick your sled up and hold it up on your chest and run and then fall down on it and slide downhill?
Well, I don't know. Hardly never did do much of that. On them sleds, I've skated a lot up and down these creeks when I was a big old boy.
The ice was on them then, that thick?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it stay here a good while in the wintertime.
Huh.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your skates? Buy them, or?
No, I never did own no skates. I just used my shoes, a boot heel, shoe sole.
Just get a good run and slide,
huh? Yeah.
Did you have one of those weapons that you made out of a forked stick? You could shoot rocks in it?
Yeah, I've had them. I call them nigger shooter.
Very.
Yeah.
I think every boy has one of those at one time or other.
I can remember when I used to use them a lot.
Where'd you get the rubbers for those?
Well, you could buy them at a drugstore.
Just get a big rubber band? Or?
No, they wouldn't. They'd be about as wide as your finger, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Call them nigger shooter rubbers, what I'd call them. That is for they had these tar, inner tubes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, after they went to having inner tube and automobile and too big again to have a nigger shooter.
Yeah, I always got my rubber from an inner tube.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I tried to make one. I got an inner tube and I cut it up. And doggone, they're making their inner tubes out of synthetic rubber now. They don't stretch.
No. But you could buy them regular rubbers to make them nigger shooters out of at the drugstore in the early day.
Yeah, that's what I did. I bought some at the drugstore.